Dan Morrow's home lies within 1,000 feet of a coal ash waste pond.
The pH level in the water was so low that it was actually harmful. And at that point, we realized it was like acid was eating the pipes up out of our house, was eating the hair off my children's heads. I found myself in a real tough situation.
Morrow and other concerned citizens like him are calling on Governor Terry McAuliffe to change his stance on proposed gas pipelines like the Mountain Valley Pipeline and introduce stronger regulations on the disposal of coal ash waste. A new poll released today from the Chesapeake Climate Action Network and the Cromer Group suggests that citizens like Morrow are not alone. Mike Tidwell is the network's director.
Only 28% of respondents say that they support the governor's plan to build pipelines for frack gas. Only 14% say the governor should support Dominion's approach to handling coal ash waste. 71% think that the state should follow the Carolinas and Georgia on this issue.
Georgia and the Carolinas currently have sanctions in place that protect waterways from the release of toxic coal ash, while New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo recently blocked a fracked gas pipeline over concerns of water pollutants. But providers of the pipeline say they'll keep energy costs down for consumers. In Roanoke, I'm Nick Gilmore.